Hello there, this is Brother James from DontPerish.com. I'm working on a series for youth on the gospel to eternal life, and I'm breaking down each one of the aspects. We've already done faith, we've already done repentance. Today we're going to talk about being born from above as part of the biblical gospel to eternal life. As I said, it's my ongoing series, and I hope it will be a blessing to the young people as we quickly and simply go through this teaching on being born from above. You can go and listen to my more advanced and longer detailed audios at the DontPerish.com link and click on any gospel link and it'll take you right there. And I have 5 long audios. So if you're ready for something more advanced, you can go there. But for today, we're going to talk about being born from above. What does this mean? Well, in John 3, verse 3, Jesus answered and said unto the man who was asking about eternal life, "Verily I say unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." All right, so what is Jesus talking about that says he cannot inherit the kingdom of God or cannot see it except he be born again? Well, we like to look at the Greek words. Gives us a deeper meaning. That word is anothen in the Greek, anothen. And it really means born from above. Born again, that's kind of a confusing term, because if you're born from your mom, now you got to be born again somehow. That confuses people. But if you're born from your mom, which is flesh, but then you have to be born from above, which is spirit, that makes a lot more sense, right? Yeah, I think that does make a lot more sense. You can go in your Bible and look up Acts chapter 2. Read that whole chapter, and that was called the Day of Pentecost, and that's when the Holy Spirit first fell on all the people of God, and they began to speak in other languages to astound the people around them. So you can read about that. That's what happened in Pentecost when they were born from above, when the Spirit fell on them. And then the Bible tells us that when this happens, we become a new creation. Isn't that awesome? 2 Corinthians 5:17, Apostle Paul said this, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new." Yeah, so he washes away your sinful past. He'll change your heart and your mind. In the Old Testament, it said God will take away their stony heart and give them a heart of flesh. He was talking about when this would happen. And so it changes all your desires. You no longer want sin the way you did before. And God gives you the power to serve him and walk after him. God also hinted of this in the Old Testament. You can go read Jeremiah and read chapter 31, where God was hinting about him giving us the Spirit and putting the law in our hearts. So in order to enter the kingdom of God and in order to gain eternal life, you must become a child of God. And to do this, you must be born from above by his Spirit, right? You were born into your mom and dad's family. Now you must be born into God's family. I hope that makes sense to you. One is flesh, one is spirit. Now, you have to watch out. Many people today, here in America and all around the world, I know this is true, many people who go to church or just read their Bible, they'll tell you, "Oh yes, I'm born again." But you know what? They're not born again at all in many cases, because by their fruit, we can see that they don't obey God, they don't come out of the world, they don't live in holiness. And people that are born of God obey him. We're going to learn about that. I'll give you a scripture verse on that in a minute. So if you're born of God, you're going to have fruit. And the fruit that you'll have is holiness and obedience. And when we do our next teaching here in this series, we're going to talk about holiness and obedience as fruit that you know God. So we'll talk about that more then. So this is very important. It matters, being born from above. Jesus mentioned it 5 times in John chapter 3. And it's interesting. Jesus says it's like the wind. See, did you ever look at the wind? You see it. It moves trees and flowers. But you don't know where it's coming from. You don't know how long it's going to last. You don't know when it's going to leave or come back again. And so we don't know these things. But you know what? God knows. And you can trust God. He knows what he's doing with his Spirit, when he gives it, who he gives it to. Amen? So let's read a couple other verses about being born from above, okay? 1 Corinthians 15:8. And last of all, he was seen of me also as one born out of due time. So Paul talks about he was born of God. You can go read in the book of Acts, somewhere around chapter 9. You can read about Apostle Paul being born from above. How about 1 Peter 1:23? Being born again, that would be born from above, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. So let me explain that quickly. Corruptible means it's temporary, like our bodies and the things of this world, and it's dying and it's going to fade away. Incorruptible means that which is eternal. It's never going to go away, like the eternal life that God will give us. Isn't that awesome? So think about that. All right, so last thing. God gives us his Holy Spirit to those who have faith in him because of what Jesus did, his death, burial, and resurrection. They repent. Remember what repentance is? Changing your mind, then changing your ways. And then the Bible says he gives the Holy Spirit to those who obey him. Acts 5:32. And we are his witnesses of these things, and so is also the Holy Ghost, whom God hath given to them that obey him. So you see, if you're willing to obey God, that's the people that will get the Holy Spirit. And when you're old enough, when you fully understand all these concepts, you're going to have the opportunity to be born from above, and you can be baptized into Christ, dipped in water as a symbol for your profession of Christ. And that'll be exciting for you when you understand all these things. Your mom and dad help you. I'm here to help you. You can be born from above into the family of God. I want to list a whole bunch of other verses that you can read about from the book of John about being born again. They'll be on the link for this audio. So I want you to go there. I want you to read them. I want you to meditate on it all so that you can truly understand this born from above. You're born of flesh as a baby. Now you have to be born from above by the Spirit of God. He enters into you. In John 14 and 16, it talks about he will teach us all things. And the Holy Spirit, I want to talk about this. The Holy Spirit comes to do three main things. He comes to teach, convict, and comfort. So he teaches you the Word of God. He convicts you if you're walking in sin and tells you you need to repent. And he comforts you when you do repent. And he gives you, ready? The joy of the Holy Spirit. You know what it is? I have a whole teaching on this at the teaching blog. The joy of the Holy Spirit is inner calm and cheerfulness. Even when you're sad, even when you're having trials, even when you're having a rough day, even if you have family issues, when you grow up and life is hard, Jesus said you'll have many tribulations. You know what? We can have inner calm and cheerfulness, and that's all because we've been born from above by the Holy Spirit. See how much God loves us and how he's willing to work in us and through us. And Christ, when we're born from above, lives in us and through us, and we become a vessel and a tool for God. That's how it works. That's how we're connected to God through his Holy Spirit. So I'm going to leave it right there. I'm going to list all those verses on the link to this teaching audio where you can go and read those. And please send me any questions you have. Ask your parents if you can email me. Send me any questions you have about being born from above or repentance or faith, and I'll make sure I answer them for you, because that's what I do. God's called me to teach and encourage and share the gospel good news of Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection. By his shed blood, we place our faith. His resurrection brings us life. We repent. We're born again. We're just covering born again. We're going to cover holiness and obedience next time as the fruit. And then we all must endure in the faith. That's the gospel I just preached to you. So I kind of like to preach it as often so that people will remember it. So this is Brother James. I'm going to leave it right there. We love you all. Let me know I can help you in the faith. Till next time, go out and have a glorious day. Thank you for listening. And may God be praised.